May 16, 1 Samuel 2, 22 to 36. Delayed judgment. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. 1 Samuel 3, 12. Eli had greatly erred in permitting his sons to minister in holy office. By excusing their course on one pretext and another, he became blinded to their sins, but at last they reached a pass where he could no longer hide his eyes from the crimes of his sons. The people complained of their violent deeds, and the high priest was grieved and distressed. He dared remain silent no longer, but his sons had been brought up to think of no one but themselves, and now they cared for no one else. They saw the grief of their father, but their hard hearts were not touched. They heard his mild admonitions, but they were not impressed, nor would they change their evil course, though warned of the consequences of their sin. Had Eli dealt justly with his wicked sons, they would have been rejected from the priestly office and punished with death. Year after year, the Lord delayed his threatened judgments. Much might have been done in those years to redeem the failures of the past, but the aged priest took no effective measures to correct the evils that were polluting the sanctuary of the Lord and leading thousands in Israel to ruin. The forbearance of God caused Hophni and Phinehas to harden their hearts and to become still bolder in transgression. The messages of warning and reproof to his house were made known by Eli to the whole nation. By this means he hoped to counteract in some measure the evil influence of his past neglect. But the warnings were disregarded by the people as they had been by the priests. God condemns the negligence that dallies with sin and crime, and the insensibility that is slow to detect its baleful presence in the families of professed Christians. He holds parents accountable in a great degree for the faults and follies of their offspring. God visited with his curse not only the sons of Eli, but Eli himself, and this fearful example should be a warning to the parents of this time.